Our next guest is responsible for what I believe is the single greatest success of the Trump administration that everybody's forgotten, and mostly because he did his job too well. In like 15 minutes, this problem was fixed. It also was a campaign promise that was repeated over and over and over again, and novel concept. You say, we're going to fix the problem. Here's how we're going to fix it. And then you do it after you get elected. That happened. And everybody's forgotten about it because this president is out to do the impossible. That's where he rolls up his sleeve and says, well, it's impossible. Okay, let's
actually
do it.
Actually do things and accomplish
yeah,
things.
He's done
and
so many
jobs.
More versions of it. It's unbelievable. So a long way of saying thank you, Tom Homan, a great patriot, the border czar for President Donald J. Trump. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm busy. Busy, bro. Nationwide, running the biggest deportation operations country's seen. We're already at, since President Trump's been in the White House, we're over 575,000 total deportations. We got the most secure border in the history of this nation, and we've already found 24,000 of those missing children. So we got a lot more work to do, but a lot of work's been done.
Last time you and I spoke, we were at the White House, and you said you're sleeping well at night because of all of this progress, and that you have a president that has your back, and it's going. I have to imagine that this is wears you down a little bit because now you're dealing with the mess and getting the worst of the first out. Do you still feel like this is a victory day after day after day, or is it wearing you down a little bit?
Look, I'll be 64 years old here next week, so I'm not in my 20s anymore. But look, every hit piece I read on me gives me more energy. Every time I see the media going out to President Trump and ICE about the interior enforcement operation, it throws gas in my fire. So, but we're gonna keep doing it. I mean, the success is every day we arrest hundreds of public safety threats. So every day. The men and women of ICE and border to make this country safe again. But in the border, nobody's been released since March of this year. Nobody. Zero. Where the Biden administration is releasing like 180,000 a month. We release zero. So when we got the most secure border in a lifetime, less people are dying from opioids, less known suspected terrorists. Matter of fact, zero have been arrested by the Border Patrol. Sex trafficking of women and children is depleted to almost non-existent. I mean, we're saving lives every day on the border, and we're removing a lot of public safety threats, which makes our neighborhoods safer. So every day is a success under leadership of President Trump.
Yeah, and I think some people are confused about the oath that your officers take to do their job. And in many of these cities, you have elected scoundrels who are denigrating ICE and trying to make their job harder. And am I right? You and others that have served in these capacities, you take an oath to do your job, right? You can't look the other way. That's just mind-boggling to me.
Not only do our oath, and we try to uphold our oath, which wasn't law the last 4 years, the oath the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol took, they weren't allowed to uphold the oath the last 4 years under Joe Biden. They weren't allowed to secure the border. They weren't allowed to arrest illegal aliens. And here's what people need to understand. The vast majority of those we arrest in the interior are public safety threats. They're criminals. You can argue, well, they're not criminal enough. It's just a DUI. Well, 12,000 people a year die from DUI. That's a public safety threat. But let me say this. For the non-criminals, people need to understand, the 10.5 million illegal aliens came to the border in Joe Biden. Really, you want them to stay? Because entering the country legally is a crime, first of all. And second of all, let's remember this. You can call them asylum seekers all you want, but the immigration court data clearly shows 9 out of 10 people that claim asylum at the border end up with an order of removal because they simply don't qualify for asylum. They're not escaping fear and persecution from the home government because of race, religion, and political affiliation. And while these people cheated the system, made a fraudulent asylum claim, put themselves in the front of the line, crossed the border illegally, which is a crime, there are millions of people standing in line every day, taking their tests, doing their background investigations, paying their fees to be part of the greatest nation on earth. So let's remember, these people you think are non-criminal, just illegal aliens, they cheated the system. They put themselves in front of the line while people are doing the right way. You cross the border illegally, it's a crime. You get order removed by a judge, we're looking for you. We're prioritizing public safety threats. From day one, I said, if you're in the country illegally, you are not off the table.
Yeah, and you've done it masterfully by dealing with the worst first, obviously, of that number that have done exactly what you described very well, They gamed the system. I would argue they were incentivized to come here by the Biden administration, but they still broke the law knowingly, breaking the law. What realistically, I know there's a self-deportation things going on. What realistically do you believe in the actual numbers from the worst of the worst down to people that just pawns, if you will, and came across, but still illegally? How many of that 10 million ultimately will go back, do you believe?
That's tough because sanctuary cities are putting up every roadblock they can. We're bringing 10,000 more officers on. They should all be on by hopefully by the end of January. Then you're going to see the numbers increase significantly. But I can tell you right now, the media says most of the people we arrest aren't criminals. Most people in detention aren't criminals. So let me give your listeners the facts. I look at the numbers every morning. On the way to the White House, I go through 22 pages of data. And what the numbers said on Wednesday, when I looked at them, about 70% of everybody arrests is a criminal. Who's the other 30%? They're national security threats. For instance, we arrested thousands of nationals of Iran. Most security threats, national security threats, don't have criminal histories because they're laying low to do the dirty deed when they get called to do it. So the other 30% national security threats, they are fugitives. These are people who had due process at great taxpayer expense. They got ordered removed. They didn't leave, and they became a fugitive. Well, we got to go find them, too, because the message we're going to send to the whole world, which we're sending right now, it's not okay to cross this border illegally. It's a crime. It's not okay to ignore a judge's order. We're going to look for you. And because of the work that the men and women of ICE are doing right now is one of the reasons we have the most secure border in American history. President Trump, of course, his leadership and his executive orders were a big part of it. The men and women wearing that green uniform, a big part of it. But because what people are seeing ICE doing these operations every day across the country, we're sending a message to the whole world. Don't spend your life savings to give to a criminal cartel to come to our border because you're not going to be released. And if you happen to get by, we're going to come get you. So that is one of the reasons I have the most secure border. I want people to understand this false media that most people we arrest aren't criminals. 70% are. The other 30% are national security threats and fugitives. However, do we arrest illegal aliens that are not public safety threats, that are not national security threats? Yeah, we do. Mostly in sanctuary cities because you force us into the neighborhood to find a bad guy because you wouldn't get him to us in the safety and security of a jail. You made us go to the neighborhood and find him. And when we find them, many times they're with others. Others are in the United States illegally, but guess what? We're not going to turn our back to them. They're coming too. So most collateral arrests happen in sanctuary cities. That's the facts the media is not telling you.
Well, they don't tell us a lot of stuff. They're corrupt. They're regime media. They're mouthpieces for the illegal immigrants. Look what happened during the Biden years. Prime example. Speaking of media, I never trust them, but there is a lot of reports that you and Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, are at odds over the role of ICE. A lot of your leaders were removed. New people were put in. And then supposedly there's a debate whether everybody ought to be a target for ousting or whether just the worst of the worst. You've just described that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. Is this rift real? Is there a difference of opinion over leadership in these offices from you and Secretary Noem?
No. Look, you got a bunch of leaders that done this job for decades. And it's bringing the Border Patrol into interior enforcement operations. That adds value. Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. A lot of my success is based on ideas from others on the front line. So what we're doing is we're bringing some of the leadership of Border Patrol. And first of all, I want to make this clear. Personnel decisions on who runs field offices for ICE, that falls under Secretary Noem. I'm out of that. I don't get involved with that, but I do have my opinions. But bringing Border Patrol leadership in the game, bringing different leaders from different agencies, like we got FBI, DEA, and ATF out there with us, it brings a different perspective. So, bring the best from everybody. And between the best from everybody, we have the best operations out there. So Border Patrol chiefs may have an idea how they do things on the border. Maybe they can do some of this stuff on the interior. The interior enforcement officers, they'll have their own ideas. But bringing this leadership together, the results are impressive. Like I just said, I looked at the numbers this morning. We're about 575,000 deportations. The daily arrest numbers are around 2,000. With 70% of being criminals. And these numbers are the biggest numbers we've ever seen. This year's deportation will be a little over 600,000, which is a record for the history of this nation. The record was 409,000. We'll beat that by more than 200,000. But when we bring 10,000 more agents on, we're going to double those numbers or triple those numbers. So the results speak to themselves. You know, people can, you know, try to divide us all they want. Of course, the Dems would love to see us divided. But the success of the most secure border in history, the success of its historic numbers of people being arrested and removed, speaks for itself. Various leadership bring different ideas, and we like the best of all of it.
Yeah, that's the whole Trump administration ethos, and glad to know that that's more fake news for sure. You were in South Dakota recently, and we will forgive you because at least you were in one of the Dakotas. We'd love for you to come to North Dakota, and you've talked a lot about the northern border, and I'm glad you were in the neighborhood there. How's the progress there? Because I know the drugs come in most often there, the sleeper cells, if we will. How's your progress on that front?
We're doing, you know, like the southern border, we're down about 96%. On northern border, we're down between 89 and 91, depending on what part of the border you're talking about. We got a lot of activity on northeast. That was the most popular place under Biden administration. But like I say, it's down 89-90%. But we got more work to do. And with this big, beautiful bill, the funding that they got, you know, we got more money than we've ever done. We're going to add more resources, more boots on the ground to the northern border, more technology on the northern border. That's a huge border. And finally, you got President Trump demanding Canada take action, that they start doing some enforcement of dope, drugs, and people coming south from Canada. And I've met with leadership of Canada, my equal in Canada. We got some plans, already instituted some to not only decrease drug flow, but decrease illegal immigration moving south. So, you know, we're getting there. And I would say in a couple months, the northern border would be just as secure as the southern border once we get this resources purchased and boots on the ground. Like I say, it isn't just ICE hiring people. Border Patrol is hiring thousands, too. A lot of them are going to go to the northern border. So I am going to make a trip to North Dakota. I think I'm due to go there first week of December, actually. But I get up there, we'll give it a shout. You want to do a ride along? We'll take you out there and show what we're doing.
I want to go ride along with the boss of all bosses that's fixed this border in record time. You, sir, are a friend that I've gotten to know over the years, but more so for every American, a patriot of patriots. And we appreciate you getting up every day doing what you do.
I love it. I got a great boss, and we're going to keep doing it.
Keep doing it. God bless you. Tom Homan, one of the great top team members for Trump, getting it done.